often spiritual teachers in their various degrees suggest that they, having realized God, have agreed to enter into this world or to the human body, maybe down to the throat. I and my manifestation here have agreed to accept the body down to the toes. And all that comes with that. An amusing situation. To prove my own person here. To manifest, to demonstrate myself utterly, without the slightest withholding. Embracing all relations, and then heroic spiritual act of love, bliss. Even thereby passing through the dark time of mortality. The confrontation with change and necessary natural endings. In the case of this body, in the case of its relations, which include all. To perform my divine emergency, I have had to accept all relations, absolutely, without the slightest withholding. And this is the unique nature of my Leela, my divine Leela of avataric incarnation here. In the incident wherein my divine emergence was initiated, now 12 years ago, I told you that I had descended to the toes, embraced this condition absolutely. I asked those around me at the time to observe my apparent mood, the sorrow in it, which is absolute, in which my continued divine emergence work is overcoming in all cases. Not by dissociating, but by accepting it. Accepting the inherent sorrow of love relations, all relations, lived in love. Not speaking as an abstract, dissociating from here, coming down merely this far, throaty about it. Not proud of asceticism. Not looking forward to leaving. Not dwelling elsewhere. Always in my divine emergence work, I am dwelling here and everywhere, hour by hour, dissolving a sorrow more immense than you can contemplate or imagine. The overcoming of this sorrow, fear, anger, the imposition of apparent difference of mortality, of change, you see, is the radiant, bright nature of my divine emergence work. It goes on now in this body everywhere and forever. So, the translation of all in all into my divine domain is the ultimate fulfillment of my divine emergence work. Therefore, this work will not be completed in the lifetime of this apparent body here, you see. It is my forever work. I am not seeking anything whatsoever. And I'm entered into this confinement, this entrapment, utterly, suffering it completely. Without the slightest ability to be distracted from it. This is my intentional embrace of all. This is the nature of it. My outshining of all sorrow is the translation of all beings. And this sorrow will not end until there is the divine translation of all beings, all worlds, all conditions. And uniquely, paradoxically, there is not the slightest sorrow in it. Enter into this most profound communion with me and you will understand what I'm saying. This love bliss is the means in this vast domain of sorrow.